Ladies and gentlemen, welcome at the HKW, Haus der Kultur in der Welt, to the project Now is the Time of the Monsters. First of all, I would like to express my deepest appreciation and thanks to the three curators of this complex and timely project, Katrin Klingan, Nana Heidenreich, and Rana Dasgupta. Thank you very much. Let me now, with a few short remarks, outline the Haus der Kultur in der Welt, the HKW's perspective on this project. I will start with a reference to the two basic concepts. Monsters. Monsters are creatures constructed out of categorically different, sometimes antagonistic, elements. Thus, monstrous situations are messy situations. They challenge categories and perspectives on the world which we perceive as normal. The word monster is furthermore related to the Latin word monstrare, meaning to show or to demonstrate. Monstrous situations thus are designating something as well as making something visible. Nation states. Two key elements of Western nation states are on the one hand their territory and borders, and on the other hand their constitutions. In this context, it is interesting that the Secret Service in Germany is called Verfassungsschutz, meaning constitution protection. Having briefly introduced these two central concepts of the monsters and the nation states, I now want to focus on one instance in the history of Germany which has all the described qualities of a monstrous situation. On April 6, 2006, Ismail Yozgat goes to visit his son Khalid in the internet cafe run by him and his family. However, he finds his son lying behind the front desk with two bullets in his body. The son dies in the arms of the father. It was the ninth killing within a murder series that took place between 2000 and 2006. In each of the cases, the victims were immigrants or children of immigrants from Turkey or Greece who worked as entrepreneurs running small businesses. In each case, the killers used the same shotgun and immediately after their deeds left their respective location with almost no traces. For a long time, the police assumed that the perpetrators had to be looked for within the Turkish and Greek communities themselves, thereby insinuating that they were a part of organized crime within mafia-like migrant economies. The media followed the police's example in this strategy and even coined the truly monstrous term Döner Kebab killings. Instead of receiving public support and compassion for the racist crimes, many family members of victims had to undergo intense interrogations and stood accused of the crimes before their wider communities. Only in November 2011, 11 years after the first murder, did it become clear when, after a failed robbery, the two men of the National Socialist Underground Trio committed suicide and their weapons were found, that the perpetrators had been German Nazi terrorists all along, who had committed the murders driven by racist delusion. Only then, parliamentary commissions on the federal and state level were installed and a tribunal against the NSU was instituted in Munich with Beate Zschäpe as a remaining member of the trio under trial. During the course of the investigations, especially of the parliamentary commissions, it became more and more apparent how deeply the NSU killer trio had been embedded in and was supported financially and ideologically by the local Thüringen neo-Nazi scene, which was part of a wider network of Nazi groups all over Germany. More than 100 supporters, among them party members and informants of the state agencies, could be identified, leaving it open to speculation how big the group of supporters really was. Many of the informants within this network received money from the federal state office for the protection of the constitution in order to control the writing scene in Thüringen, which, however, in fact, meanwhile, became more and more radicalized. The Kassel case had one specificity. An officer of the state office for the protection of the constitution, Andreas Temme, was present during the murder. It took 14 days after the murder for this fact to come to the police's attention, despite the fact that Temme was a state employee himself. Neither had Temme reported the murder to the police, nor did he inform the police that he was present during the murder, in spite of intensive media coverage of the case. After he was found out, Andreas Temme did confirm that he had been present in the internet cafe when the murder took place. But he claimed that he had neither witnessed the shooting nor seen the victim lying shot behind the counter. It is on the backdrop of these contradictions and antagonisms that the Haus der Kultur in der Welt, together with the NSU Tribunal, recently commissioned the research group Forensic Architecture around E.L. Weizmann to reconstruct the minutes in which Halit Yozgat was killed in his internet cafe in Kassel. The reconstruction of the events is based on a police video with Andreas Temme reenacting the time of the crime. On the one hand, the project hopes to be able to contribute a little bit to showing respect to the affected families. On the other hand, as a cultural institution, we are interested in opening a space for examining public controversies, recalibrating them, and opening up a space for imagining counterworlds. It is exactly in this sense that the minutes of Kassel exhibit a monstrous situation, which refers to the core of our program, the time of the monsters. The idea of the nation state, because of its territorial definition, not only excludes refugees out of its frame, it also weakens the situation of migrants. In the German case, the first generation of Turkish migrants were so-called guest workers, second-class citizens, so to speak. The people targeted by the NSU, on the other hand, already belong to the second and third generation, most of them being German citizens with German passport and regular jobs. Running small businesses, they had successfully mastered the economic and social transformation of Germany from industrial to post-industrial society. The NSU trio was not only able to terrify the whole community over more than 6 years, they were even able to play on the ethnic and racial prejudices in the state organs and even the media, speculating on presumed relationship with transnational groups and milieus. This house, the house we are in today, that we are gathered in today, was built by the Americans as a Congress Hall, as a symbol of democracy and freedom after the Nazi era. In spite of being an ideological project at its time, directed against the communist countries in the Cold War situation, we take the basic idea seriously, performing the house as a Congress, meant in the original sense of a meeting place of people to take care of issues of society. Having this in mind, it becomes important to address very specific issues and problems in society, as the NSU case, and relate them to larger regional and global contexts. It is in this sense I wish us 3 inspiring days of encountering some of the other monsters of our time. Thank you very much.